noteworthy May Day for a cruel reason. The devastating coronavirus pandemic has so far taken 234,000 lives. The rapidly growing number of COVID-19 cases is approaching 3.3 million. And workers around the world are in no mood to celebrate International Labor Day, given the threats to their livelihoods and their lives. In some places, essential workers use their May Day marches to demand safer workplace conditions. The United States has been ravaged by COVID-19. It has lost more than 63,000 lives. The case count is moving toward 1.1 million. New York is the hardest hit state, over 23,000 fatalities, and 305,000 people sickened by the virus. There is still an average of 1,000 hospital admissions a day for COVID. But New York has registered fewer than 300 deaths in the latest 24-hour period, 289. And sadly, that is what passes for good news these days. Meanwhile, many American states have eased their stay-at-home restrictions, and President Donald Trump has allowed White House social distancing guidelines to run out. Those recommendations called on people to work from home and to avoid non-essential travel and large groups. American health officials warn that a second wave of COVID-19 cases could be sparked by reopenings in places where infections continue to spread, and some businesses and workers have refused to go along with their state's loosening of pandemic restrictions, worried about their safety. Dozens of American shopping centers are open today across 10 American states, including Texas, which is allowing retailers, restaurants, and movie theaters to admit limited numbers of patrons. Texas yesterday suffered 50 COVID-19 deaths, its highest one-day toll. There has also been a three-day record of 119 virus deaths in Texas. A possible bright spot to report, this country's preeminent infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says there could be a COVID-19 vaccine by January, but he cautions there is no guarantee. This is VOA News. Numbers from the American economy are dramatically bad. More than 30 million people have filed for jobless benefits because of the pandemic, and some economists say April's unemployment could hit 20% as it nears levels not seen since the Great Depression of the 1930s. The European economy took a 3.8% hit in the third quarter, the price of nationwide shutdowns. Germany, Portugal, and the Czech Republic are easing their pandemic restrictions. But in the UK, while Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he believes the COVID-19 peak is past, he appears ready to extend the country's economic shutdown. Britain has recorded the fourth highest number of virus fatalities in the world, close to 27,000. Italy is entering its eighth week under a stay-at-home order. It has suffered the most virus deaths in Europe, almost 28,000. Businesses in Malaysia are reopening, though a ban on mass gatherings remains in effect. Thailand will open parks and some retail operations, while keeping in place a nighttime curfew and a ban on the sale of alcohol. China's Forbidden City has been open to tourists, with tickets for the next 5 days sold out. Beijing is allowing 5,000 visitors a day to the ancient city, down from the normal maximum of 80,000. Parks and museums are also once again open, but entries are being held down. China Today reported 12 new cases of coronavirus, 6 of them carried in from outside the country. And for the 16th consecutive day, there were no additional deaths reported. In Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison is urging people to use a COVID-19 safe app for tracing contacts and to isolate people infected by the virus. This is meant to pave the way for Australia's economy to get back on track. It fell at an annual rate of almost 5% in the first 3 months of the year. There have been over 6,700 coronavirus cases in Australia, with just under 100 deaths. In U.S. political news, former Vice President Joe Biden went on MSNBC's Morning Joe program today and for the first time publicly denied a sexual assault allegation that has upset his Democratic presidential campaign. The charge is from a former Biden Senate staffer who says he assaulted her in the basement of a Capitol Hill office building in the 1990s. In Biden's words, quote, "I'm saying unequivocally it never, never happened." Republicans, worried about President Trump's increasingly precarious political standing, are seizing on all this to portray Democrats as hypocrites who only defend women who allege wrongdoing against conservatives. The Trump administration has suspended immigration court hearings for asylum seekers waiting in Mexico through June 1st, bowing to coronavirus concerns. The move also extends a state of limbo for those locked down in Mexican migrant shelters. The Remain in Mexico policy has become a key pillar of the administration's response to an unprecedented surge of refugees at the U.S. southern border. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.
It's VOA 1.